Yes, I'm here.
Cardiff, can you please hold?
Yes.
Hello, this is Ruben.
Ruben, this is George Angel with J Custom Fabricators.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay, my friend. Besides all the shit that is happening over here.
Oh, welcome to life. Sorry, that's the way it goes.
Well, let me. I didn't call you to complain or anything, because I know you guys do your best and you guys do your part. But I need your expertise. See if you can help me.
Sure, you're a nice guy. I can hopefully help you. Do my best. Let me bring up your file.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's JA Fabricators, right?
JA Custom Fabricators. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see.
You sold it to Pacific, I think it was. I can't remember.
Come on.
Financial Pacific. You sold the loan to them.
Why? Is it J period A period or no?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay, there's periods. Okay, my system doesn't recognize like anything that's not perfect. There we go. So it looks like I have two deals. One is a cash loan that was approved for but never moved forward. One was an equipment agreement. Which one are we talking about?
The equipment. Let me tell you a little story about the equipment.
Sure.
You know that today is the day they haven't delivered the machine?
Excuse me?
They have not delivered the machine.
Have they been, you mean the vendor?
The vendor never, they put a machine that is not operating, is not working, isn't it? I'm ready to take a lawyer. Let me put it to you this way.
Oh. Have they communicated with you?
Excuse me?
Have they talked to you?
He comes with nothing but excuses. The machine almost killed the guy over here. I mean, I told him, look, I'm buying almost a $200,000 machine, and this is a machine that don't have serial numbers, nothing. I mean, I thought you guys were serious people. I mean, I know you don't have nothing to do with it. I will keep paying my money to you guys because you lend me the money.
No, it's horrible to hear this. I didn't know this. Loan was funded 2 years ago.
I know, so think about it. I've been fighting for 2 years for a machine that I have and I don't have because it almost killed a guy 30 days ago.
So you don't have any machine?
The machine, they brought a machine, but it does not work 6 months ago. Finally, they put a machine here 6 months ago, and they tried to start it, and it blew up on them. And it almost killed a guy. So it's been nothing but a nightmare. Besides the point, I call you Ruben for another thing. Hear me out.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman in the business of metal fabrication.
Okay.
Who is ready to retire.
Okay.
He is selling his business for a total of $850,000.
Okay.
However, he only wants a deposit of $250,000, and he will finance the rest himself.
On financing.
On the financing.
Okay.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's any chance that I can borrow the $250,000 from you guys?
On
a 5-year term or something like that?
I can tell you how these business loans work, and you actually caught me. I just want to, my line keeps beeping through. It's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to put you on hold, so I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Give me about 20 seconds, okay? Give me 1 second.
All right.
Hi, are you there still?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, so let's take a look at this. I think what happened on the last deal with this, by the way, with that vendor was, I told them, like, they wanted to, like, not have the checks. I'm like, the checks have to be cash. You know, there's only so much I can do. But let's just bring this up. So, basically, what you're referring to is you have an opportunity to buy a business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, let me ask you some questions.
Sure.
How serious are you about buying this business?
I am so serious that I'm calling you to see if I can finance the 250 through you guys.
Okay. Well, it's pretty interesting. So here's my general, and I've done a lot of these before, about 50% of them work and 50% don't. So what you're talking to about is the purchase of a business. And I'm assuming a lot of that is he's got accounts, he's got equipment, he's got a lot of assets in the business, correct?
Is the business plus the property.
Oh, and is he including the building?
Yes, sir.
How much is the building worth?
I believe the building is worth $400,000.
Okay. And when are you looking to actually get approved and potentially close if the terms work?
I need to move on like yesterday because he's got an offer through a big fucking corporation. And he said, George, I'll give you a couple of weeks to see if you can come out with the money.
Okay. What are your revenues per year right now?
We're at 1.6, I think it is.
Okay. Well, give me a second.
And the thing is that it's a good business because it's a metal business and it's also a powder coating business that I will stop paying $30,000 a year probably $50,000 a year on powder coating. Just that alone will help me pay any loan.
How much would his loan payment be to you per month, assuming you gave him the $250?
If I give him the $250, and I'll stop, and the other thing is that I actually stop paying rent, and I'll be paying a mortgage, and I'll tell you right now, I'm figuring out that a 15-year term, I will be paying him a month $5,000. Just the loan right here, on rent, I'm paying $9,000.
So let me make some notes here real quick. So let's see. You said you're currently paying how much for rent?
Almost $9,000.
A month? Okay. And you said that you won't pay rent because it'll go to, you're owning the building. And then how much are you saving in powder coating per month?
We're talking about $30,000 probably.
Per year or per month?
No. Hold on. Let me get you a straight number.
Sure.
We're talking about $8,000 a month on powder coating that we'll be saving.
Okay. A month and powder coating. Okay.
Because we will be acquiring, he will be selling us the powder coating business and the metal business.
Okay. So you're saving $9,000 in rent, $8,000 a month in powder coating, but you're also picking up additional revenue. These are just savings, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So I'll be acquiring all his businesses.
Okay.
He sells the business with the property for $850,000.
What is your loan? What is your payment going to be to him using owner financing?
About $5,064.
All right. Okay, so you've got $17,000 a month savings. You've got a monthly cost of $5,064. So we've got about 12,000, give it a little under 12,000, so 11,936 in savings, 936. How much additional revenue do you think this business would make you a year?
I'm figuring out, he's pretty strong in the business, so I'm figuring out another 1.5.
How much of that is profit, do you think, in his business?
And then probably let's give it, I would say, $300,000.
Okay. $300,000 in profit. So if we do $300,000 in profit over 12 months, just as a rough estimation, that's about $25,000. So we've got $8,000. We've got $17,000 a month in savings.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to look at the math. $17,000 a month savings plus $25,000 in profit per month. So you've got, minus what your monthly payment is to him, minus $4,500, because you've got, you got to get a minus that rent, that monthly payment to him. So we've got, let's just run some numbers. We've got $42,000 -5,064, so you're at 37,000. You're at 36,936 dollars per month in additional savings. There's also, of course, I'm sure you understand, with the mortgage, you were able to write off the interest. You've got a lot of tax savings, of depreciation, all that stuff as well. Okay. And is he open to anything? Is 250 a number he threw out at you, or is that just what he needs?
That's what he needs.
Okay. Okay. Do you have my email still?
Yes, sir.
What I'd like you to do is, I'd like you to email me over your last 6 months' business bank statements, and I'd just like to kind of take a look at it and see what my thoughts are, and then get back to you probably first thing tomorrow. I'd like to get back to you today, but honestly, we are so busy right now because the end of the month, it'd probably be tomorrow on what I can do for you.
All right, my friend, because since this guy's got an offer, I want to be able to get back to him within the next couple of days and say, yes, I'm going to be able to get the 250 that you desire so that we can continue in process with the project.
Okay. And last question for you. Is this kind of business something you've been looking for, or is this kind of more like the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
No, I actually been looking because, look, the property over here is super expensive. A 10,000 square feet building is $1 million. This guy is selling the business with the property for less than $1 million. So I know I'm going to be in the plus if I acquire that business.
And I'm assuming from his side of things that since you're not a huge, huge corporation, the process is going to be a lot smoother and a lot less bureaucratic, correct?
Correct. He says, George, we're in the trade together. You have a license. I don't have to put out my license because the other people, even though it's a corporation with money, big money, they want to pay him less interest. They want him to finance, and they want to keep him there, and they also want to use his license. And with me, I'll be coming in. I take over the business. I know the business. I have my own license. And he can work for me on sales, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to retire and take it easy.
Understood. Yeah. Send me the last 6 months' business bank statements. Have you filed your 2015 tax return as well?
Yes.
If you can send me the business tax return for 15 and your last 6 months' bank statements, I want to kick around some ideas and get back to you tomorrow. I can get back to you tomorrow and tell you what I can do. Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Ruben.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.